Members of the Florida House of Representatives gathered at the head of a small conference room. Behind them was a projection of a collage that read, hashtag no tax is safe. And with 17 items on the list of taxes to cut, that hashtag isn't kidding around. The House plan eliminates at least $15 million more in taxes than the plan proposed by Governor Rick Scott. Representative Matthew Gaetz, chairman of the Finance and Tax Committee, is adamant about driving the hashtag home as he laid each item out on the chopping block.
This year, the back-to-school tax is not safe. The college textbook tax is not safe. Today, the business rent tax is not safe.
Some say the House's cuts exceeding the ones in Scott's plan is not a coincidence. That the House is expressing its disapproval with how quickly many of Scott's tax cut plans are moving through the Senate. Something that may add credence to this theory is the governor's appearance in the lobby of the Capitol building just an hour later to kick off the Cut My Taxes Week, an event to promote his own tax cut plan. Scott spent time in the Capitol rotunda reading off people's communication bills and determining how much they'd save under his plan.
You guys were saving $102, okay? And you're both full-time students. That's another $120, so $220. That helps.
Right.
And we already work on controlling tuition. Right. Okay, so we're
$98.
Scott's booth drew a substantial crowd, even attracting the UF mascots Albert and Alberta the Alligators, who stuck around after visiting the Capitol with their school. They presented Scott with a mock bill, which he happily calculated for them.
All right, so you're spending $133 a month in cell phone. Is that right? $132.30 in cell phone. Okay, is that right? All right. And then how about your, do you have satellite or cable?
Many of the items on both Scott's bill and the House's intersect, including the communication tax cuts the governor was demonstrating at the Capitol. However, the House has yet to file a bill relating to communications. House Representative Matthew Gaetz was asked what message, if any, he was sending to the Senate with this plan.
I think that the Florida Senate can find that the House has been faithful to the work plan by presenting today and then ultimately passing a $690 million reduction in taxes.
Whatever relationship drama is brewing between the Senate and the House, all of this does make you wonder, why in the world would alligators need a television or cell service? For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.